or any kind of plant undesirable growth.
Weeds, you
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of fences might you have around the farm?
Well, you might have a pasture fence. You might have a fence to keep the horses in, or the cows, or the hogs.
How would you differentiate, say, not for what it's doing, but like what it's made out of?
Well, some fences are made of board. Some are made of what they call hog wire.
Some, is that the same as barbed wire?
No. And some pasture fences for cattle are made of barbed wire.
What's the difference between hog and barb?
Hog wire is this little wire you've seen. I know you've seen some that Granddad had. Well, we used some to put the cucumbers on.
Oh, I call that chicken wire.
Well, it's really hog wire.
Mm-hmm.
But they used it for some things in the chicken house. And really the chicken wire is that has the little like
different
out
shape,
here,
yeah.
Like out there on the geranium.
Yeah, okay, right, got it.
And barbed wire is like this that's down here around the, between here and
oh,
the
barb. I know what barbed wire is. I've had plenty of running with it. When you set up a barbed wire fence, you have to attach it to what?
Posts.
Okay. And what might you call a division made of stone?
Call what?
Something made of stone. I mean, you know, like a fence. You wouldn't call it a stone fence. What would you call it?
Pillar?
Well, if you've got it the whole length, say, of, well, you know, like what?
Wall?
Yeah, right. Okay, that's what I was
stone
trying to
stone wall?
Yeah. What do you call your, like, the best dishes that we always eat of?
China.
Yeah. What do you use to carry water in, or would you use from the well?
Well, we used to use a bucket.
Okay.
Before we had it run in the pipe.
What would you call a bucket if you used it to carry food to the pigs?
Slop bucket.
Okay. Were they both made of, was a slop bucket and water bucket both made of wood, or were they both metal, or what?
Well, it could be either one.
Okay. What do you fry eggs in?
Skillet.
Okay. How about some big, heavy utensil used to, like, boil water, you know, deeper?
Kettle.
Yeah, right. And what do you put flowers in?
Pots.
Okay. Or how about if you had a couple of roses in a tall?
Oh, vase?
Yeah. What are the eating utensils that you use, like the place setting?
Silverware.
Okay, and what are they? What are their individual names?
Knives, forks, spoons.
Okay. If the dishes are all dirty, you say you have to
wash the dishes.
And after you wash them, you have to
put them up.
Not right after
dry
you wash them. They'll be wet, or they'll be soapy. What do you have to do right after you wash them?
Scald them. They're not washed. Mine aren't washed until they're finished.
What do you call the cloth or rag that you use in washing dishes?
A dish rag.
Okay, how about the cloth for drying?
Dish towel.
And how about what you use to wash your face, like in the bathroom?
Bath rag.
Okay. And how about to dry off after you bathe?
Bath towel.
All right. What do you call the thing that comes up out of the sink that the water runs out of?
Pipe.
Okay. But there's a specific word for, like, if the pipe comes up to the sink and then this thing comes out.
Oh, you're talking about the spigot?
Yeah, right. If it got real cold and something happened to your pipes,
they might burst.
Okay. I believe that has got it.